Hey, body man of God, do you love your wife but sometimes struggle living with her? You know what I mean. You're loving each other one moment and then you're arguing the next. And deep down inside, don't you wish your marriage could be easier? Well, it can be, and we want to help you. On Saturday, June 29th, the Marriage Seekers for Men Boot Camp will be coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and you don't want to miss it. From 8 to 2 p.m., you're going to learn simple, proven, practical ways to get along better with your wife, make your marriage easier, avoid unnecessary conflicts and arguments, and even have more sex. That's right, you heard me, I said it, and we're even guaranteeing the results. This is the first ever marriage seminar for men only. So if you live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or even in the surrounding areas, make sure you register for this event before June 29th or before we sell out, because seating is limited. So to sign up and reserve your spot and take advantage of the early registration discount, go to MarriageSecretsForMen.com. That's MarriageSecretsForMen.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men preach their own funeral. Let me say that again. Real men preach their own funeral. Now, in full disclosure, I heard that statement at a funeral of one of my mentors, Coach Jeff Kasaya. Now, I gotta tell you, this has been a rough season for me personally. I've gone to 6 funerals in the past 8 weeks, not only impacting me, but impacting people very close to me. And as I attended the funeral of my dear friend and mentor, Jeff Kasaya, I had the pleasure of sitting behind one of my other mentors, Bernie Ritterbush. Now, after the funeral, we had a chance to speak, and I asked Bernie, who's now in his 70s and having attended more funerals than I have, I said, Bernie, what do you normally think about, or what do you think after attending a funeral like we just experienced? And Bernie, in his awesome wisdom, shared with me 4 nuggets of wisdom that I'd like to share with you on the Real Men Check-In this week. Bernie said, 1, when you attend a funeral of a great man like Jeff Kasaya, he said, Joe, you can't help but be thankful that God would allow you to meet such a man during your lifetime. And as I reflected on Bernie's statement, I began to cry because I knew exactly what Bernie was saying. Having grown up more than half of my adult life with less than godly examples of men like Bernie and Coach K, and now having more than a half dozen men in my life like them now, I couldn't help but feel blessed and humbled, for God extended me so much grace in meeting men like them, and every one of those men choosing to make themselves available to me, to spiritually pour into me, to spend time with me and answer my endless questions about manhood, being a husband and being a father and other spiritual matters, being a believer. And the second thing that Bernie told me is that every funeral gets him to examine and evaluate God's purpose and plan for his own life. Bernie said that if the deceased person is older than he is, he often asks, God, how much time do I have left? And what is it that you want me to do with this time? And he said that if the deceased person is younger than he is, like Coach was, he often thinks, God, if you haven't taken me up yet, that means there's still more work you have for me to do. And I can't just sit around and be comfortable. Then the third thing Bernie told me, he says that attending a funeral of a great man like Coach K, he said he always looks for an area in his own life to examine himself in an area he believes he's not maximizing his full potential. And we both agree that Coach K's life challenged us both in being bolder in loving God's people and testifying about the love of Jesus Christ. And finally, Bernie shared with me something that kind of surprised me. He says the fourth thing, he said he often walks away from some funerals feeling very sad. Not just over the death of the person and the grief of their loved ones, but rather on the lack of impact that that person's life had on other people's faith in Jesus Christ. Now, that statement really shocked me because I never really thought about it that way before. The book of Genesis tells us that God created us in his own image, both male and female. And he said in Jeremiah 1:5 that he knew us before we were even knitted in our mother's womb. And he created us on purpose for a purpose. God created us to enjoy us so we could enjoy him and make him known to others who don't know him or are lost or have forgotten about him. So the question when we die that needs to be asked is, did we? Did our faith in Jesus strengthen the level of faith in others? Did people sense God's presence when they were in our presence? Did others find hope in the God we put our hope in because of us? Will we make it to heaven being responsible for taking other people with us? Bern and I agree one of the saddest things at a funeral is a non-believer who dies who never knew Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But I also believe one of the saddest things at a funeral for a believer who dies is someone saying at his funeral, "You know, I knew he knew Jesus, but did his life make Jesus known to others? Did he reflect Jesus Christ with his life in loving and leading his family?" You're talking about 6 funerals in 8 weeks, and each funeral impacted me in different ways, each making me evaluate my own life in different ways, each teaching me different lessons about living. But the one thing I realize now as I record this, and I challenge you to think about it also, is that every podcast episode I record, every written and spoken word I leave behind, every person I choose to serve and support, every man or young man I minister to, mentor, coach, or disciple, every minute spent loving and spiritually leading my family, children, and wife, and every day spent making Christ known to others, I'm ultimately preaching my own funeral. So the question is, what funeral is your life currently preaching for you? So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as always, you know I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners, and I want to share this one with you this week, and it's from Zom Believer. I love it, man, these ID names. And Zom Believer writes, and I quote, "I would recommend this to anyone who wants to learn how a man should truly behave. You will learn so many good things about being a good man here that you would never learn anywhere else. Thank you, Joe, for your dedication to help men become who they are meant to be. Your love and care for people shines through in every episode." Thank you, Zom Believer. I appreciate you leaving that 5-star review on iTunes for us. That really helps out our podcast. And guys, I pick these at random, so who knows, if you submit a podcast interview or a review for us, I may end up reading yours on the air. And guys, you know that Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. We're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please preferably consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Dr. Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip. See you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.